Chapter 6. The Truth. Swanson ordered Amy and Claire to stay in his office while he organized his officers. Judge McIntosh, Lisa's father, was already on a plane with the money. Everybody seemed to be busy doing something to help Lisa. Amy and Claire felt like they were the only ones doing nothing.
"We've got to do something, Claire," said Amy. "Lisa's our best friend."
"You're right,"
replied Claire. Before Inspector Swanson came back, they walked out of the police station and into the late afternoon.
"Which way do you think we should go? Left or right?"
asked Claire, looking down the busy street. Amy wasn't listening. She was looking at the photographs. They looked so happy, it was hard to believe that some of the photos were taken only a few days ago.
"Why do you think she didn't tell us?"
Claire turned around and realized that she was talking to herself.
"Amy, you're not listening to me at all,"
she complained.
"Hmm?"
said Amy, still distracted by the photos. There was something wrong, but she couldn't work out what it was.
"I said, why do you think Lisa didn't tell us that she has a famous dad?"
"That's it!"
shouted Amy, making Claire jump.
"Look!"
she said, showing the photos to Claire.
"What? It's just us three having fun."
"No, look again!"
insisted Amy. Claire took the photos from her and looked at them closely, but she couldn't see anything unusual.
"He's on this photo we took in Cairns and this one at Ayers Rock. He's even on photos that were taken before we came to Australia. Look, this one was taken at Heathrow Airport."
"Who?"
said Claire. She was starting to get impatient now. Amy wasn't making any sense and they didn't have time to waste like this.
"See, here in the background. That's more than a coincidence."
Amy was pointing at the figure of a man with black hair in the background of the photos.
"He's followed us. He's the monster who has kidnapped Lisa,"
she said angrily.
"Amy,"
said Claire, putting a hand on Amy's arm to calm her.
"I know that face."
"Jack,"
interrupted Amy. But she wasn't looking at the photo. She was waving to a man across the street. Jack didn't see Amy. He walked quickly into a newsagent's.
"I thought he was leaving Sydney,"
she asked, turning to Claire. But Claire's face was white.
"You look like you've seen a ghost,"
smiled Amy.
"Amy, the man in these photos, it's him! It's Jack!"